Thank you, Chair, and thank you to the distinguished delegate from Algeria for the question. As to the what I understand to be the first part was examples of threats facing air, sea, and space, and how they can be responded to, either with soft law regimes or treaties. I think that there's a commonality between these environments from the perspective of misperception and misidentification of activities as being a source of, in some instances, misapprehension of threat, and in other instances, outright tragedy. I'm thinking of planes being accidentally shot out of the sky by military actors who perceive a threat that wasn't actually real. So this notion of threat perception pervades, but then it's different for each environment. Threat perception in space is much more difficult from a technological perspective, and much more, I think, even more difficult to discern friendly from unfriendly potentially friendly from unfriendly activities. As to the law of the sea, I think there are some different tensions that exist between actors of, say, civil actors from one state and near other states. But and so I'm not sure if that's quite analogous, but I do see analogies between air and space. And aviation has taken certain measures. One was mentioned earlier, Article 3 bis, which prohibits use of weapons against aircraft. So a mix of hard and soft law methods. I mentioned ICAO advisory documents. And I think the LTS guidelines, I think space is working similarly. There are provisions in the Outer Space Treaty that deal with this issue, as well as then the LTS guidelines to some extent. So there seems to be commonality in pursuit of different kinds of solutions to address these problems. And then finally, on the question of how the ILC's work on general and specific regimes or fragmentation could assist this group, I think it could assist this group, and I think it could also assist other entities and decision makers looking at space, both from the peaceful uses perspective as well as from the perspective of arms control and disarmament, in the sense that in the report that I referenced, the ILC lays out a framework for comparing regimes and again emphasizes that all of international law applies to activities of states, and then describes a process whereby states should evaluate first the applicability of all these rules, and then if there's a potential conflict between these rules, such as there might be between, say, some of the law of the, LOAC rules versus space rules on liability, establishes a method for first apprehending whether or not there's a true conflict, trying to harmonize those rules so that they are compatible with each other under the principle of good faith, that states don't enter into agreements with the idea of obfuscating them in some way. And then if it's not possible to harmonize those agreements, to do a conflict resolution analysis. And this is where things like lex specialis, lex posteriori, and lex a priori come in to determine which one of these rules might apply. And so to the extent that there might be some differences between international space law and LOAC, I think the report would be extremely valuable.